Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Thank you so much for joining us today. I want to share a story with you called The Fear of Transformation, and it's written by someone named Danan Perry. And he talks about how sometimes he feels like his life is a series of trapeze swings. Have you ever felt that way? Where he's either hanging onto a trapeze bar or swinging along, or for a few minutes in life, he's hurtling across space in between trapeze bars. But most of the time, he spends his life hanging on for dear life to the trapeze bar of the moment. And it carries him along at a steady rate of swing, and he has the feeling that he's in control of his life, and he knows that most of the questions of life, and he knows most of the right answers, but once in a while, as he's swinging along, he looks ahead of him into the distance, and he can see another trapeze bar swinging toward him, and it's empty, but in that place, he knows that the new trapeze bar has his name on it, and that another trial or another hurdle to overcome is ahead of him. He knows that he must grow and that he must release his present grip on the trapeze bar of the moment and move on to a new one. But each time it happens to him, he hopes and prays that he won't have to grab onto a new one. He doesn't do well with change. And though he knows he needs to move on, every single time he's filled with terror. And it doesn't matter that in all of his previous hurdles across, you know, the void of unknowing that he's always made it, he's terrified every single time that he's going to miss, that he's going to fail, that he's going to mess up, or that something's going to go horribly wrong. But he does it anyway. He says, perhaps this is the essence of what the mystics call faith experience. No guarantees, no net, no insurance policy, but you do it anyway because somehow to keep hanging on to that old bar is no longer on the list of alternatives. And so, for an eternity that can last a microsecond or a thousand lifetimes, I soar across the dark void of the past is gone, the future is not here. It's called transition. Transition is a hard place to be, isn't it? It's kind of in between everything. You're not really sure what's coming next, and you aren't really sure you want to leave what's behind you. But he says he's come to believe that only in that place is where real change occurs. And he says he's noticed that in our culture, that transition zone is looked upon as nothing. A no place between places. And sure, that place before them was real, and they hope the new one that's coming is real too, but the void in between, that's just scary and confusing and disorienting, and somewhere people want to get out of really, really quickly. But he says he thinks that's a waste. And he says those moments of transition are really where true transformation takes place and where we define who we are. And sure, it can be terrifying, but it can also be enlightening in the true sense of the word. And he says, hurtling through the void, we may just learn how to fly. Well, here's a quote I want to share with you by Marianne Williamson. And she says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your plain small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we're liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. I love that quote. That's a good one. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you at Mormon Channel Daily at LDSChurch.org. I'm Jennifer Stagg. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.